Tell me how you became aware of the whole national premium beer and what you guys are doing with it.
Well, I have to say, I really didn't know much about it. I knew Natty Bo was out there and heard the history of that beer, but didn't know there was the premium version. And not until Tim had met Mr. Jim Lutz, our CEO, and kind of started talking about it, I realized, wow, this is a brand that everybody's forgetting about. So Tim was very excited about doing it. They put a package together, and we got lucky enough to make their beer.
Now tell me what it was like. You learn about the beer, but then what do you do as the brewing specialist to put this all together and make the national premium that folks will be drinking?
Well, for me, I hate to say it was a little bit easy because Tim had some really great notes. I mean, I didn't have to do much research, and nor could I have probably found it. He had all the details of how they made that beer, the ingredients, the mash regimen, just the brewing cycle. So I simply looked that over very deeply and saw how it would fit into our brew house and how we go through production, and we were able to make it work, and our first batch is in the tanks right now, so we're excited to see how it comes out.
And what kind of beer is this for someone who's a beer drinker who would taste it?
Yeah, it's definitely it's a lager. It's definitely on the lighter lager kind of category, so it's an American lager, but it's kind of, I guess, back in the day, it was that lighter version of a lager. Don't want to say like your light beer, but it was something that was a little more quaffable. It was very drinkable, very good session beer. Just a really clean, delicious lager.
And you talk about back in the day. This is a whole nostalgia thing. You talked about Natty Bo. I would imagine this is something that's neat for you to be in this business, to be able to help bring a beer like National Premium back to life.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people back then that, and I wasn't around, but obviously a lot of people back then put a lot of heart and soul into those beers, and they were very well known, very delicious handcrafted beer. Now that we're back in another, let's say, revolution of craft beer, to grab a hold of an old style like that and try to do your best to make it and know that you're passing something along the history, it is a nice feeling. One other thing to be known about this beer is that light beers are generally the hardest beers to make in a brewery. You can make a stout. It's not really too difficult. Roasty, black, yada, yada. You got a nice stout. A light beer has very little, like curtains on it. There's any imperfections going to show through. Any imbalance in the hops or the malts are going to show through, or fermentation cycle that didn't go well is going to show through. So this beer has to be nice and clean. It's got to be crisp. It's got to be delicious. It's got to be very drinkable. So that, for me, is a big challenge. It's not just throw it, mix it together, and hey, Tim, you got a beer. No, we're going to really take a lot of pride in crafting it. Lagers take a lot of time, a lot of caring. So for us, it's a big challenge.
And when you craft that beer and when it finally heads out, do you think in your mind of a person in Baltimore sitting with a bottle or a glass drinking National Premium again that you guys help craft?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, because we're in a little shell right here in Dover, and just even our beers, to get out and see people drinking our beers that we make is really self-fulfilling. But I hope to be out in Baltimore at the same time. When this thing rolls out, I want to be out there having a pint, hopefully in nice weather, sitting on a porch and just taking in and watching how the rollout goes, seeing what people's, go around, talk to some people, and get some honest feedback from the locals. That's going to be huge for me, so I'm excited to see that happen.
And how about the excitement that you see from a Marylander like Tim, who's an entrepreneur, who's had an idea, who grew up knowing about National Premium Beer, working with him and his enthusiasm?
Oh, it's contagious, for sure. Yeah, you can see it on his face and in his eyes. He's super excited about the brand. It's helping us be even more excited. So it's not just somebody comes in, hey, make this, I want to make a ton of money. No, he wants to resurrect something that's got some meaning and knows that people are going to appreciate. So, yeah, it just makes us very happy to work with him.
And what's your message for people in Baltimore that are getting ready to drink this beer?
Yep. Enjoy it. Be honest. Give us our feedback, because if we don't get the feedback and don't get honest feedback, it's hard for us to know what's happening. So I really want to know what people think, good or bad. I take criticism, very lightly or very seriously. So for me and the brewers, we honestly want to know what people are tasting. We could taste it here at the brewery and know that we're happy with it, but if we get some feedback from people that may have had it, may have known a little bit more than us about it, doors are open for any feedback, so send it our way.